Mapihi Urahuruhi is joining us from, well, I'm assuming Rotorua, but we are talking about that rohe and its selection as a key training ground for the next generation of doctors. This in a landmark kaupapa Māori partnership aimed at addressing regional workforce shortages and improving health outcomes. Mapi is a distinguished leader and academic whose work is well known in health and cultural and whakapapa frameworks. Thank you for joining us on the program, Mapihi. Ko Dale tēnei, and welcome to Wāte. Ngā mihi tuhine.
Morena, Dale, and yes, I am coming from the centre of the universe in Te Arawa, so ngā mihi ki a koe, morena koutou. Lovely to be with you. It's been a wee while in between minutes, Dale, since we last spoke.
Yeah, no, the years can roll by. I used to have black hair. But anyway, that's lovely to catch up with you again, Mapihi. I'm sort of familiar here with a kaupapa that, as the Waikato Medical School opens, they're looking to have some of those trainees spending time in our smaller centres, I think in the hope of them enjoying the experience and perhaps being drawn to investigate returning to these places. It's been described as a significant milestone for Te Arawa. Might you be kind enough, sis, to tell us how this partnership with Waikato Uni came together and indeed what made the Sulphur City stand out in such a competitive process?
Ai, kia ora, Dale. Look, Te Arawa Māngai Nui Upoko Takitahi is the name of our collective. And, you know, as you would know, and hopefully some of our callers, we in Rotorua and Te Arawa, it's a small rohe, so it doesn't take much for all of us to gather together, to work together. So there was a collaboration already in play, but look, this collaboration is between Te Tauru Oro o Waiariki, our Iwi Māori Partnership Board, our PHOs, both RAFs and Pinnacle, and of course ourselves as Te Renanga o Ngāti Pikiao and Kuruwai Aroha. And look, it's a strong alignment between Te Arawa Health Leaders and Waikato University in this new medical school vision. And as I said, Rotorua is already connected in terms of our network with iwi providers and the PHOs and clinicians all working together. So, you know, it's a natural way of working. And I just, mihi to your previous caller, you know, it is hard out there, but in this current political environment, we're just absolutely stoked to be, you know, a key leader in this bit of mahi.
Yeah, it's an interesting one too. And you've got to front foot this, don't you? Because medical school's just really getting underway. So I'm pleased that our smaller, proud communities are actually standing up and saying, listen, we might be able to help here. I mean, many people who go to Rotorua don't leave, don't they? Because they love it there. And why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But this model is based on community-based clinical placements. How far away are these from becoming a reality, Mapi, and how important is it for medical students to train within communities, well, like Rotorua, and what difference does that make, do you think, to how they will practice medicine?
Look, training in communities like Rotorua will help our students understand the real-world needs. You know, we've got the pressure around GPs, accessing GPs. And so, you know, this is a real opportunity for our students to get a good understanding of how communities like Rotorua operate, particularly, and if I'm talking about Rotorua, you know, we have a high rate of homelessness. And so our whānau still need medical care. So understanding all of those pressures that are on our whānau when they come in the front door is really important. A GP is the doorway into the health system. And so, you know, it's key that the students get a understanding of how to operate in that environment. You know, it will help produce doctors who are more grounded and practical and community aware in their practice. I mean, that is our aim. As you know, we've had Dr. Grace Malcolm, and we now have Dr. Toa Armstrong with us, very strong Māori doctors and understand the community. We want to produce some more doctors like that across our community so that they're more responsive to the needs of our whānau.
Tēnā koe. They could also fall in love with the city. and someone else and decide, yeah, this is for me. Absolutely. Hey, plenty of people have fallen in love in Rotorua.
Look, we've got a history, Hinamoe to Tanakai, you know.
Say no more, sis.
It's still a thing.
It's still a thing, yeah, I believe it too. Hey, Maipi, what are you thinking about telehealth? It just seems to be becoming more common and, you know, wondering how this might weave its way into the training for these doctors who are looking at placements coming into Rotorua. And might you be kind enough to tell us when this might happen?
I'm just kind of looking for my notes. 1 minute, please. So we're looking for very shortly. I think we're looking at 120 graduate, you know, medical students across the year. So this is a 4-year a degree to become a doctor. So, you know, if we're looking at 120 students across the first year, the second year we're looking for the same. So it's a gradual pathway where these students will continually, over the 4 years, you know, learn how to be a doctor. But the point is there will be more doctors coming in behind them as well. So, you know, look, it's a big coup for us as Māori providers in this delivery. The first intake of medical students is expected around 2027, with the community placement starting in 2029. So, you know, absolutely really keen and, you know, just stoked that we've been able to get this far.
Tēnā koe, front footing it too, and planning for their arrival. When they do, what are you envisioning? What do you envisage as far as sort of cultural tautoko for them as well? Is there going to be any, you know, concepts of wraparound care to ensure that they enjoy the experience?
Well, I think that's the beauty about this approach is that they're coming, you know, they'll go to Waikato in their first year and then come back out to the learning centres in their second year and third year and then into practicum as they go, which means that actually they're on the ground already. And so if I take, for example, the way that we operate in Te Runanga o Ngāti Pikia, we are manaaki, we are aroha, we are the kaitiaki of our knowledge and understanding about how to work with our people. So these students will get exactly the same thing that we've delivered, you know, I think we're coming up 40 years. So they'll get all that richness of cultural competency and value when they're sitting amongst the whānau in the communities. And that's a really exciting piece, I think, Dale, that we haven't seen before. The other thing is, you know, you're absolutely right at the beginning of this kōrero is when they come from the community, they tend to stay in the community, and that's what we're really aiming for. We don't want our doctors to go overseas. We don't want our doctors to go and, you know, work for other non-Māori agencies. So we're really looking forward to the outcome of this whole new way, I guess, of engaging communities in education.
It's been wonderful having a kōrero with you, Te Tuhine, and I thank you. Looking forward to more kōrero, and sorry it's been so long, Māpihi. Mihi ana kā koe. Thank you for sharing some thoughts about Rotorua, the centre of the universe for you.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks, Māpihi. Tēnā koe. It is a fantastic place too. Never tire of visiting that proud community. You